Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, have you been thinking about an open concept? Or how to fix up the basement and have that man cave you've always wanted? Or maybe it's time to look into solar for your house. You've come to the right place. It's time for the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric. Let's turn it over to big time Mike McGivern.
Welcome to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Current Electric. Only at 1250 AM, the Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, my co-host. He's the sales and marketing manager from Current Electric. He is Ray Hoffman. Ray, how are you today?
I am fantastic. Happy Halloween Eve.
Yeah, you as well. We've got all the candy we need for the kids in our neighborhood for tonight.
Good. Well, Conemaugh has their downtown trick-or-treating tonight, so.
Yeah, we're going to try to get a hold of John, Namey, and Liz here, in fact, in a minute. We tried, and there was a problem with our connection, just so you know. So you guys had it last night?
No, we have it today.
Okay.
Before.
So in our in the city of Milwaukee, it's tomorrow, but in our cops neighborhood, it's tonight from 6 to 8:30, and got all four of the grandkids coming over, and hopefully we'll give away the candy before the grandkids eat all the candy, right?
Well, the nice thing is, with you being grandparents, you can make them eat all the candy and send them home.
Well, three of them are staying with us, so those three are not allowed to eat all the candy, because if that's the case, I'm going to come spend the night by you and your family, I'll tell you that, because not going to happen over here. Hey, Ray, I was with you a couple of times this week, and one of the things that we had talked about, and we're really starting to emphasize the solar at Current Electric, especially in the commercial space. And you guys, that's a big part of what you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Solar in general is a big part of what we do. It's Chuck Smith, our owner, he considers solar our legacy. And we're very excited to be offering it to our commercial clients as well.
Yeah, I think definitely from the conversations that we've had, that 2022 is going to be a big year at Current Electric when it comes to commercial solar. How are you guys as far as employees? And I know that I got a text from a young man that I had sent some information over regarding Current Electric too, and I got a text last night that just said, hey, wanted to update you on how it's going with Current. I had a group interview today, and it went really well. They said I should hear back in about a week or so to come in for a second interview. Thanks again for all your help. So I know that he's really excited about the possibility of catching on and being a superhero over at Current Electric. But there are still other positions you guys are looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for top quality people that are humble, hungry, and smart. So we're always looking for them, and we're looking for them today. And, you know, with our growth, the growth we've been experiencing within the solar world, we're looking for top talent to always add to our team.
That's awesome. Hey, we have been able to reach our special guests. And John Namey and his daughter Liz from Namey Construction. John, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Mike, and yourself?
Hey, I'm doing good. It's been a while since we've chatted. I hope all is well.
Well, everything is fantastic. Business has been great, and everything else has been fantastic. So things are good. Life is good.
Good. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, so last time you and I saw each other, it was at a NARE show. And, And I tried to get you to, I put the microphone kind of like by you and said, hey, let's talk. You were like, nope. And so this is easy. Now we're just talking to you and your dad on the cell phone. So that way you'll talk to me, right?
Yes, of course.
Hey, Liz, let's talk a little bit about you starting to work. And I know that you've grown up in the company in Namey Construction, but this is where you're leaning as far as what you're going to do, right?
Yes, I was in college when COVID hit for mechanical engineering, and when COVID hit, I was struggling with online classes, so I decided to take a break right now. I'm going to work for my dad for a year, go back to school and get a degree, so I have a degree, but then if I like it, keep going with my dad.
Hey, Liz, I have to tell you that I would have definitely struggled 100%. If I had to take classes online, there's no chance that I would have been able to do that. That was a struggle for you as well?
Yes. I was taking basically 3 math classes online and trying to teach myself 3 different math classes, and I couldn't do it. And it was hard to get help from the teachers because I'm in a different time zone because I went to school in Michigan. Oh. And then all through online, too, it was just too many factors that were a problem. So taking a break now, and then I'll go back once it's all back in person.
Liz, I think that's a really, really good... Hey, John, what an adult decision Liz made. That's a really adult decision for her to say, hey, look, I can't do this. And I'm with her because I would not have been able to do that. And for a young person, what an adult decision for her to make.
Absolutely. I'm very proud of her. You know, when COVID hit and all this kind of hit the fan, you know, and she called several times and, you know, she was in tears and didn't know what to do. And, you know, my life is over kind of a deal. And I told her, no, let's just sit back and reevaluate the situation. And, you know, we talked through it, and she's just a phenomenal young woman. And, you know, very smart and very intelligent, and realize, hey, this isn't working, so we need to go a different direction.
Hey, thank goodness she got that from her mother's side.
Absolutely.
You know, since we're speaking truth here, no, I'm kidding, John. My goodness. Hey, Liz, when you made that decision to come back and say, okay, let me give this a shot and see how this goes for a year. But I know for a fact I want to get back and get my degree. This 1 year at Namey Construction is what a nice thing for you to be able to say, okay, I'm going to give this a shot for a year and find out if this is what I want to do with my life when I'm done with school. But I certainly want to go back and get my degree.
Yes, it was really nice knowing I had somewhere I could go. And if I can figure out what I like, I can also figure out if I like working on the jobs or being in the office, because I can do both while I'm here. So it's really nice to have those two options and see what side of the business I like, and that gives me a better outlook on what I want to do after college too.
Boy, Thomas Moore did a nice job with this young lady, John.
Yes, they did. Her education has paid off already in a very short period of time.
Yes, it really has. Hey, Liz, what part of Namey Construction now are you working in?
I'm doing both. So some days I'll be on the job. Like last week, I was demoing a bathroom and a kitchen on Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday and Thursday, I was in the office putting invoices in and watching them make estimates and learning how to do that. So I'm really learning all aspects of the job right now.
Hey, Liz, what part of last week was the best part for you?
I was demoing because I can get some anger out. No.
Yep.
It's always, I don't know, it depends. Like, I love both sides right now. I haven't really decided which one I like best, but right now, if I had to pick, I like on the jobs being more on hands-on with, like, the jobs and the building aspect of everything, but that could change as I work more. So I'm not really sure right now, but...
Hey, John, you got to love that answer because, you know, when I've had those conversations with you, you loved that part of it. You loved being right there, you know, getting a sweat going and knocking things down and rebuilding them. And it's great to hear that Liz has that same love that you did.
Absolutely. Everybody loves demo. You know, I don't know over the years how many customers have asked me, well, can I demo this?
Right.
Like, sure, you know, with the way we do things, all of our contracts are all itemized. So demolition is set by the hour, and if a homeowner wants to demo out their bathroom, we go in there and tell them what to do and what not to do, you know, because we don't want them to go above and beyond and create more work, which ends up being more cost. So, you know, we work with our homeowners, and, you know, with her going in there, she likes that. And, you know, everybody likes to do demo, give them a hammer and a Sawzall and let them go to town. Who wouldn't like to destroy that?
Right. And the whole, you know, the part of like, look, these three math classes that I had to take online, I'm going to take it out right here. I'm going to pick up the sledgehammer and get rid of it.
Exactly.
Hey, Ray, you know, your daughter worked at Kern Electric alongside you for a while. And how did... Any recommendations that you can give to John and Liz?
It's a little different at Kern Electric. We're a little bit larger. We're not as so. I just make sure that she does not report to me in any way, form, or fashion.
Hey, John, I don't know if that's
honestly
possible.
I would have fired her or my wife by this time.
Hey, John, I don't know if that's possible at Navy Construction. I think Liz is probably in contact with you pretty much.
She is, but when she's out in the field, the project manager is, you know, pretty much setting her schedule and telling her, this is what you got to do. That way, you know, I'm totally hands off of that aspect of it. And then when she's in the office, I'm working with her to, you know, teach her the office things. And then my brother works for us as well, and he has really, you know, opened up and, as far as working with her, and, you know, likes the whole game plan that she has set down for herself.
Liz, if I asked you when you were in eighth grade if Navy Construction was something that you thought might be in your future, what would you have told me?
I would have said no. I always said it's been my whole life. I don't want to keep doing it. When I was younger, but now it's like it's right here. I know I love it because I've been working with my dad my whole life. I know I like what he's doing, so might as well test it out right now. But in eighth grade, I would have said no.
Hey, Liz, I have to tell you, we have a number of companies that I've had on this show. And in fact, one of them is one of our sponsors of the show, one of the partners is Creative Construction Wisconsin. And when you talk to these guys, look, they all say, look, if you asked my son or you asked my daughter when they were in eighth grade, ninth grade, even maybe 10th grade, if this is something they thought they'd want to do, everybody said absolutely not. I'm going the exact opposite direction. But then as we get a little bit older, I think we start to appreciate the sweat equity that our parents put in to make this company, because Navy Construction is a really, really well-respected company. And, you know, when you're in the middle of it and you're at home and this is just your, you know, the family business, you might not know that, but out in the field, it just has such a good reputation. And I'm glad to know that, you know, it's something that might be in your future.
Yes, especially when I went to the home show this past one and I worked it, and I saw like all the people that knew Navy Construction or came up to the show and was like, oh, Navy Construction, I've heard of you. And I saw the reputation my dad built for this company, and I'm thinking of maybe I want to keep that going. So it's really nice to see that and actually see it with my own eyes, not just hearing from him or hearing from the employees what he's done. Seeing it with my own eyes really put it like into perspective for me.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, John, I got goosebumps with that answer. I have to be honest with you, because what an honest answer from a young adult.
Yeah, me and you both, Mike. It's been, you know, just phenomenal as a parent to see her grow and get involved in the business. And, you know, I can't be more proud of her.
No,
you're absolutely right. Her mother did a wonderful job.
No, John, you both did. And you know what? And your son that went to Marquette High, you know, he's not a bad boy as well. Does he have any interest in getting involved with Navy Construction?
Not as of right now.
Well,
and she's a perfect example. You know, things change and life, you know, deals you cards and you have to play the cards out. So going forward, who knows where
right.
My son's going to end up.
Well, you know, I look forward to the day that I'll still be doing this show, but I'll be talking to Liz as the president of Navy Construction, and one of the people that work for her will be her brother. You know, something like that would be kind of fun for me. So, Liz, make that happen, all right?
I will.
Hey, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, hey, I want to talk a little bit about, obviously, about business and the process. If you want to be able to utilize Namby Construction, it's namebyconstruction.com is their website, namebyconstruction.com. And we're talking to John and his daughter, Liz, from Namby Construction. And my co-host this week is Ray Hoffman. He is the sales and marketing manager at Kern Electric. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by the superheroes at Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager for Kern Electric. Our special guests are John and Liz Namy from Namy Construction. Hey, Ray, during the break, I was thinking about what you said about Kern Electric being a bigger company, and you didn't have your daughter report to you, and you don't know if you could do that. I just started laughing during the break because there's no chance that I could work side by side with, and I love my daughter, Katie, but we are identical. And we would just go off on each other, and my wife wouldn't put up with my shenanigans for 2 minutes. And John, you know, this is a family company, and they're, you know what, I think they get along really well, and I would hope that they stop talking work, you know, once dinner time comes. I don't know if that can happen or not, but Ray, I'm like you. Listen to this. I took my daughter as a senior in high school. She wanted to go and spend some time on the campus at Pensacola Christian College in Pensacola, Florida. And we were there for 3 days. And in the airport on the way home, we had gotten home and I said, hey, what did we learn from this trip? And she said, I don't know what you learned, but I learned that we should never just travel alone together. And I go, that's what I learned. But look at what we learned. And it was just a really difficult 3 days. Now, my son and I, he's just really laid back. He's like, we're in Dallas for an AU basketball tournament. With the best steakhouses anywhere in the world, I think, are in Dallas. I said, what do you want to do for dinner? He goes, really, it's up to you. I go, well, what do you want to do? He goes, we could just order room service and watch like this marathon on Monk, this TV show that he watched back in the day. And I thought, man, if this was Katie, she'd be like, I want you to get a 7:15 reservation at that steakhouse, and I want to have a table on the end so we can look outside. And I'd be like, are you kidding me? I can't do all that. And so I'm with you, Ray, and I got to give John a whole lot of credit. Special place in heaven for a guy like John Namy.
Absolutely. I love my daughter to death, and she's doing great at school. She's at UWM going to school for social work, and she's got that servant leadership heart, and she needs to pursue that because that's what she is. I don't expect her to get into the trades at all. So I give John and his daughter Liz a lot of credit as well, and I love the family atmosphere that they have in their company. And I have to say, I being a marketing guy, I look at their website and it says quality is the rule, not the exception. And that's huge. I mean, it's so simple, right? But it's huge. And the what kind of company they are and how they care about their customers. So,
yeah. And I've read a bunch of stuff on their website, including their testimonials. And it just, a lot of that just kind of jumps out. And if you know John, and I've known John a long time, and that's just kind of who he is. And I love when he says, look, when we meet, you're going to know pretty quick, am I the right guy to do this job for you? And if I am, great, let's go to work. And if I'm not, it's okay. It's okay. You can find somebody that you're a little bit more comfortable with. Hey, John, one of the things that Liz said in the first segment, when she said, look, I got a chance to really feel the reputation that my family has built with Navy Construction when I was at this NARI show. And I was really proud, and it's something I want to continue. That part was really big for me because she understands it.
Yep, she gets it. You know, and that's one of the ways we promote our business you know, especially at the shows. You know, there are thousands of people coming to the shows, and not every person walking through the aisles is going to mesh with every contractor. And, you know, I've had over the years, I don't know how many homeowners come up to me at the show and tell me or ask me, I've never done this before. I've never done a big remodeling project, and I don't know what I should be doing. And I tell them, you know, you're at the home show. This is a great start. You know, you have the best remodelers here in the area. You need to walk around and talk to them to see who you really feel comfortable with, because not every company is going to be a good fit for that specific homeowner. And that's what they have done over the years. You know, I've had people walk around, they'll disappear for 45 minutes to 2 or 3 hours and then come back and like, John, I want you to come out and talk to me some more about this process. I did what you said to do, and, you know, I'm going to have, one or two people come out and talk to me, and I want you to be one of those people.
Well, there, you know what, and that says a lot. Hey, Liz, the sales side of the business, because certainly there is a sales side to NAMI Construction. Is that something you have interest in as well?
A little. I'm still learning that side. Going to the home show definitely helped see or show me that, like, I'm interested in it. I don't know if that's what I want to do, but I'm definitely interested in it.
Hey, Liz, my son Matthew, when he got out of college and his first job, and he's still with this company, they put him in the sales side, and all he was doing was making, like, cold calls and stuff. And he said, Dad, I will never be in sales. And I go, I think you will. He said, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not you. I'm opposite. And I said, Matthew, you'd be a great salesperson because you're very honest and you're very detail-oriented. So we are quite opposite. And, yeah, well, not the honest part, Liz. I mean, the detail side. I think we're both pretty honest. But I think once you fall in love and really understand the ins and outs of a company, you don't have to be like a used car sales guy. You just be honest and say, look, I think we do this, you know, when it comes to bathroom remodels or when it comes to kitchen and bath or exterior, I think we're as good as anybody in the area, and here's why. And like your dad said, look, we're not for everybody, but we sure are for a lot of people.
Yes, and I definitely at the home show, I was learning that and getting better towards the end. The first couple of days when people would ask, I would have to tell, well, I'm not sure, like, this is my first home show. Let's wait, and you can ask my dad. He would be more knowing on that subject. But towards the end, I definitely got more into it. And like you said, once I get knowing the ins and outs, I'll be better at it, and it'll be more easy for me to do it. But right now, I'm still learning it.
100%. I agree. Hey, John, let's talk about how business is right now. And I've got to believe that if somebody called you guys and said, hey, we want to try to get something done before the end of the year, there's no chance. How far out are you in 2022 at this point?
We are probably 8 to 10 months out on a bigger project, you know, a kitchen or a full-blown bathroom remodeling project. As you know, I'm the chairman of the home show committee, and we struggled a little bit at the show because a lot of our remodeling companies are so far out, they chose not to do the home show, which I feel personally was a bad, you know, misstep on their part. You need to keep your name out there when business is going well, and, you know, so that people know and understand that, yes, I may be 8 to 10 months out, but with the supply issues that we are seeing, 8 to 10 months isn't that long these days. It's taken, you know, 4 to 6 months to get cabinets for a kitchen remodel.
Wow.
So, you know, it's something that we need to start working on now so that when we're ready to produce it, you know, in 10 months, everything is available.
Hey, John, and in my business, you know, I'm a sales guy here, and that's what I do, and I agree with you 100%. I'll have some clients that say, you know what, we're gonna pull off for 6 months. And I'll say, well, hold on, I don't think that's, look, that's your decision, but I'm not sure that's the right decision. We've done a lot here to brand your name, and let's not let people forget your name. I just think going away from things, especially now when things are going pretty well, and like you said, you're 6 to 8 months out in 2022, well, now would be the time to make sure you're still in front of people, because some of these major projects, John, as you know, they're not making the decision on the spot. It might take them 4 more months to make the decision to do a full kitchen remodel, and at that point, I don't know where we're going to be. If you're going to be, you know, a year out, if you're going to be 4 months out, looking to add more into it.
Absolutely. You know, and sitting at the home shows, I've had people walk up to my booth and ask me, he's like, well, I don't see this remodeling company here. They have always been here. Did they go out of business? And, you know, if they're not at the shows, people start questioning what's going on and why they are not there. And absolutely, you know, a good marketing strategy is to stay out in front of people 24/7 so that when they are ready, you're one of the names or the companies that they think about.
Hey, Ray, as the sales and marketing manager at Current Electric, I think that we've had this conversation that you agree with that 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always at every home show. I mean, we're booked out pretty far as well. However, the reason why we're booked out is because we have that branding out there and we have the constant reminder of who we are. I mean, it's marketing is about all about, you know, the immediate lead that you're getting. Marketing is about when somebody needs something, who are they going to think of first? And without being out there on a constant basis, you're not going to have that in people's heads.
Right, and I agree with that. And when John said, look, when people are questioning, hey, where are they, and are they out of, you know, did they go under? Yeah, and all of a sudden, you know, they tell 2, 3, 4 people that, and then all of a sudden it becomes what it really is. And I just think that it's important for people to, you know, stay the course, and if they've done a lot of branding or they've been at the NARE show 10 years in a row, even though they don't feel like they need the business this minute, really important to stay with that. Let's get to a break, guys. Other side of the break, John, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, the whole how hard it is to get, like you had talked about, cabinets and what that's doing to your business. And then I also want to talk a little bit about, are people looking to do bigger projects or smaller projects and just trying to touch up their home a little bit. And we'll talk to John and Liz Namey from Namey Construction on the other side of the break. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Oh, welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Current Electric on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman, sales and marketing manager at Current Electric, and our special guest from Namey Construction, John, and his daughter, Liz. Hey, John, let's talk about the supply chain and the issues that you're having in your industry at Namey Construction. It's just got to be a nightmare for you guys not to be able to get the products that you need in order to finish the jobs that you guys are doing.
It has been a challenge, Mike. Lee, who is my main project manager, we sat down in April and we scheduled out our production throughout the end of the year. And sadly to say, we thought we had it all dialed in, and then all the supply issues started hitting, and we've been rescheduling projects on a weekly basis because we don't have the products to complete this project or that project. And you know, it seems like there's no rhyme or reason to what the one product is per project that we're missing. Some of them are bathtubs are been back ordered, and some of it is the tile, some of it's the cabinets. I called and ordered casement windows for a project, and my window guy told me, you know, they can't get the arms, the crank arms,
oh,
for
boy.
The casement windows.
Boy,
you know, so you never know what that one issue is, but it's been a real challenge to, you know, get all the products that we need so that we can keep these projects moving along.
Hey, John, how important is it then for you to set expectations for clients when you're sitting at the kitchen table and you're talking about a project that you're going to work together on? It's got to be extremely important to set expectations for the client, knowing that this might happen.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it starts from day one. And, you know, most of our clients realize, hey, you know, there's a supply issue problem. And I tell them that. I don't know, because, you know, when we're sitting down at the table and they've decided to go forward and they're like, well, when can we start? And my standard line to them these days is, I won't know until we order all the products and we see when they're all scheduled to come in. Because we won't start a project until everything is readily available. Now, we have changed a little bit because of the issue with the cabinets. You know, we have quite a few bathroom projects that we have scheduled. And, you know, I talked to the homeowners and said, you know, there's a big delay in cabinets. So, you know, are you okay with remodeling your bathroom and, you know, at the start of the project, we'll take that old vanity and the sink and faucet out, and then we remodel the bathroom and we put that old one back in place until the new vanity shows up, you know, 4 months, 5 months down the road. And most of the people, you know, are very acceptable to that, you know, because of the delay. When we get to that point, they want to go and they don't want to wait another 5 months before they get started.
Yeah. And Ray, how about you and with Current Electric, how is the supply chain problems that a lot of people have had, how is that affecting you guys?
It's tough like everybody else. I mean, we have issues trying to get certain breakers. We have issues trying to get panels. We have issues, wire prices are higher, so we had to pre-order that and try and get them at a lower price before the prices went too high. I mean, it comes down to having a great project manager, and we have great project managers. John seems to have a great project manager that notices and pays attention to the supply issues, the pricing issues because of the supply issues. And it's tough out there, no matter where you are in the construction industry, to make sure that things are on time and on budget. That pre-planning is huge and very important.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, Liz, you just thought you were coming and you're just going to be able to demo a few things and work a little in the office. There's a whole lot of things to learn about Navy Construction.
Oh, yes. I've learned so much. I've seen Lee work, so I know what he goes through for project managing. I see my uncle or my dad's brother who does a lot of our tests. So I've seen that aspect. And then I'm on the job seeing what they're going through. I go and pick up stuff, so I talk to the people, like our distributors, and I talk to them, and they're same problem as us. So I see a bunch of different aspects of it.
Boy, that's I'll tell you what, if you're going to take a year off college, you might as well just jump in the fire and learn a whole bunch about the family industry. If you want to give Navy Construction a call, 414-761-8101, 414-761-8101. Or go on their website, NamyConstruction.com, NEHMEY, NamyConstruction.com. Hey, John, what kind of projects are you hearing the most about? Are they mostly, you know, indoor projects? Are you getting a lot of exterior projects as well?
We've been doing a lot of kitchens and bathrooms. Those tend to be the number one and two items, you know, projects that we're looking at. We also, you know, we're doing the home show a couple weeks ago. We had quite a few people interested in doing an addition into their home. That always tends to be a good project. It's a wide range. You know, we've seen an increase in people wanting to do finish their basement, and, you know, they're with COVID, there are still a lot of people that are working from home and realize, you know, if I'm going to do this, if my company's going to allow me to do this on a permanent basis, you know, I'm going to need a dedicated home office. So we're doing more of that also. So it's just a, really a wide range of projects that we're seeing. And it's weird. It varies from week to week what calls come in. You know, 1 week it might be seven or eight, you know, bathroom projects. And the next week, you know, they're all kitchen projects. So it varies. It's strange to see how the phone rings and what people are looking for.
Hey, Liz, you know what happens to people that get involved in this industry, right? You'll go to a friend's house for a Halloween party, a housewarming party, any of that. And all of a sudden, you'll start looking at different parts of the house going, what were they thinking? So be careful with that.
Yes. My dad, in eighth grade, we went to D.C., and my dad went with me, and everywhere we went, he was pounding on stuff and looking at it. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm a model. Like, this is what I do. I have to check it all out. And now I'm definitely starting to do that, too. And I'm like, oh, gosh, here I go. Down the rabbit hole. But
And once you go down that rabbit hole, it's hard to come back. And then you'll start, instead of watching the movies or shows that you normally watch, all of a sudden you're going to be watching these remodeling shows.
Yep.
It
doesn't get weird until you start asking for your utility bills.
Yeah, in the middle of the party, hey, hold on. Can I see your utility bills, please? Oh, I think that's hysterical. Hey, John, when people are contacting you now and you said, look, we're well into 2022 on some of these projects. If somebody's just looking to kind of upgrade their kitchen a little bit, maybe backsplash and, you know, a new sink, is that something that you guys can fit in, or do you put them, you know, into mid 2022 as well?
No, we can absolutely fit them in. I don't like to schedule our big projects too tight together just because there's delays, or, you know, a lot of times we're in the house doing a bathroom remodel and the homeowner comes to me and says, you know what, I really like what you're doing. Can you replace all the bedroom doors on the second floor? And it's like, absolutely. So, you know, we end up running into lengthening of the whole process because they want to add this, that, and the other thing, which is a good thing for the business, you know. But for smaller projects, like, you know, if they just want to change out the handles and the hardware on a kitchen and new countertop and new backsplash, we can definitely sneak them in. You know, we have openings in our schedule for those projects.
Good. That's really good to know. Again, so take a listen to what John just said. If you're looking for a full-blown kitchen remodel and a bath remodel at the same time, you talk to them now, because you're going to be into 2022, in fact, probably midway through 2022 to get that going. But if you're looking for something that you just need a little bit of an upgrade in the kitchen or a little bit of an upgrade in the bathroom, there's a chance that they might be able to help you out well before middle of 2022. Give them a call, 414-761-8101. And if you want the, you know, look, you might want to ask for Liz and say, I want Liz to come out and give me a quote on this. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you get the best price ever. I have no idea. I know that she'll probably have her dad on the phone maybe asking some questions, but we want to make sure she gets comfortable with that part of the business as well. 414-761-8101, namyconstruction.com. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction of Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric. Home of the superheroes. On 1250 AM, The Fan, I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Ray Hoffman. He's a sales and marketing manager at Kern Electric. Go to callcurrent.com for any information on what Kern Electric does, the solar side, the electrical side. And I can tell you firsthand, I've used them a lot, not only at my house, but my kids' homes. And we're big fans of the people at Kern Electric. Our special guest are John and Liz Namy. John is the owner. Liz is his daughter. And if you've just joined us, she's been extremely impressive. And she was away at school, decided to take a year and come back and work in the family business. And is liking it. I loved her answer when I said, what was the best part of the week? And that was the demo side. Because she liked just getting some of the anger she had out and just knocking things down. Hey, Liz, is there a room in the home that you think once things get going that you might have the best eye for, whether it's the kitchen or the bath or a home addition, something like that?
No, not right now. I'm still figuring that out. I haven't really seen a full project go from start to finish. I'm normally thrown in when they need me, so it depends. So once I start going with projects from start to finish, I feel like I'll get that answer. But right now, no, not really.
Liz, I have to tell you, I think it's a gift, too, that people have that they could see things before they get done. I don't have that gift. And so for somebody to say, look, if we paint that, you know, blue, I think it's going to look really great. What do you think? I just say, I have no idea. Like, I don't have that gift. And there are people that can look at certain spaces in the home and be able to say, look, if you did it this way. And I'm thinking that as you get deeper and deeper into the family business, that's going to be part of something you're going to be very gifted at.
Yeah, I feel like once I get more on jobs and see what other people do with their rooms, I'll be able to start getting that eye for that. Like, I know my dad can go into a room and say, oh, you can open it up this way or move your cabinets this way to give you more space, but I'm not there yet. But definitely once more, as I'm on the jobs, I'll be able to get that down.
Hey, John, you know what I like? John, you know what I like about that answer? So, Liz, how old are you?
20.
She's 20 years old, John. Do you know how many 20-year-olds would say, I'm going to be great with the kitchen? That's where my strength is. And the kitchen or bath, I'm going to be great at all of it. Not her. She said, I don't know. I don't have that yet. But I'm going to work to it, and I'll get there. But at this point in my life, I'm not there.
Yeah, that's one of the amazing things about her. And, well, my son also, you know. And just growing up in the household, you know, we've told them, if you don't know, it's all right to say you don't know. And people appreciate that, especially in our industry. You know, when you sit at, I go back to the home show, and we sit at the booth at the home show, and people come up and ask questions. And because this was the first time she's been there, she told them, well, I don't know, we need to talk to my father about that. And they really appreciate that honesty. That's not something that you see from every remodeling firm and every home improvement company. Just because there are so many options out there, nobody can know about them all. And, you know, going into any project with an open mind is a plus in this business.
I just like a 20-year-old who's willing to say live on the radio, look, I'll get there. I will. Look, I'll get there. I don't know yet. I don't know that. And hey, I'll tell you this, Liz. Tracy Grosspeach, who's been on the show a lot from ABK, always says, look, this is, I can give you my opinion and I can tell you what I see in your space, but you're the client. You're the one paying the bill. So I can help you and direct you. I'm never going to say, absolutely not, you can't do that. Because if that's what you envision, great, I will make that happen for you. And I just think that's a really healthy attitude that I hope that you have as you grow.
Yes. You always want, it's the customer's house. They're the one living in it. So you got to make sure they like what you're putting in it.
100.
You're not the one that's giving it at the end of the day. So what they want, if you can do it, that's what they get.
Hey, Ray, you know how I always tell you I feel really good about our community after the Kern Electric Superhero of the Week on my high school show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this show's done for me, too. Same thing.
Liz is definitely a bright light in our future.
Yeah. If she's the one that's going to be like, you know, as part of the new guns coming in to this industry to help guide and direct, and the industry's going to be fine. If you have young people like Liz Namy who's saying, look, this is exactly, you know, this is what I'm hoping to accomplish. This is where I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to do before I come back and run the company. I think we're going to be just fine, Ray.
Well, and even if she decides not to, and I'm sure John is fully supportive of his kids. It sounds like he definitely is. So even if he decides, if she decides not to, I still am very encouraged with the work ethic that she's exhibiting here and how she treats people. And it's definitely a bright light in our future, no matter whether she ends up in the industry or not.
100%. Liz, what school in Michigan do you go to?
I was going to Michigan Tech University up in the UP in Houghton, Michigan.
Yeah, that's a long way from home, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like 5.5-hour drive.
Boy.
Way up in snow country.
Yes. I have some buddies whose sons went there to play football, and they said, man, I do get used to the ride, but I'll tell you what, it's cold and there's a lot of snow there.
Yeah.
She called me the one time. This was in December, you know, before the Christmas break, and she's like, Dad, it's like living in a snow globe. It's snow every day here, and someone keeps shaking that globe.
You couldn't see 5 feet in front of you. The snow was so thick. You couldn't see five or across the street. You couldn't see the buildings across the street. It was crazy.
Well, we're happy you're home. And, Liz, you did great today. I appreciate your time. John, well done. You guys were great guests. Again, namyconstruction.com is where you're going to want to go. Ray Hoffman, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, Ray.
Thank you. You too.
Yep, you bet. Namies, okay. Have a good weekend.
You too, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. This is the Home Improvement Show, built by Creative Construction Wisconsin and powered by Kern Electric, only on 1250 AM, The Fan.